Today on Life Talk.
We got to get back to what the New Testament really teaches. We've got to get out of this Americanized form of Christianity and get back to what the Bible really teaches. No wonder there's so many Christians walking around. Maybe they've got some money, maybe they've got a nice house, but they're dying on the inside and they are not being victorious over sin and the devil.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some encouragement, words of hope, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, lifetalkradio.us. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you. LifeTalkRadio.us. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Life Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Life Talk. You know, one of the things I so love about God's Word is the incredible prophecies found in its pages. In fact, around one quarter of our Bible is prophecy. And the greatest prophet of all time is our Lord Jesus Christ. And when asked what would be the signs of his coming, Jesus unleashed a lengthy, detailed list of things we could look for. He particularly warned of false prophets and false teachers. Now, following his warnings, he said, "See, I have told you ahead of time." I want to take those words and speak on what they mean to us as we approach the imminent return of Christ. I can't wait to share part two of the message, "See, I Have Told You Ahead of Time." Let's go.
I'm calling this, "I Told You Ahead of Time." That's the name of the message. Never preached that in my life. Matthew 24:1-14. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone will be left here upon another that will not be thrown down." Happened a little over 30 years later. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Three questions. Here's what he said: "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they'll deceive many people. And you're going to go on and hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Because nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in many places." These are just the beginning of sorrows, meaning birth pangs. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation, and they will kill you. And you will be hated by all nations because of me in your life. And then many will be offended, start betraying one another, hating one another when it gets hot out there, persecutorially speaking. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. Then the end will come." Now I'm jumping down to verse 25, and listen to what Jesus said. I want you to read this with me. "See, I have told you beforehand." Now I just want to focus on those last six words, because we call this the Olivet Discourse. This is where Jesus sat down and gave the most extended prophecy of his entire ministry. He spent two chapters answering three questions. The first chapter, he's very clear with specifics: pestilences, earthquakes, famines. You're going to see this, you're going to see that. Chapter 25, the second chapter, he gives several parables warning all of us essentially to be ready. Ready for his return, not to backslide, not to get out of the things of God, not to get out of prayer, not to start living in the flesh. But he gives, I believe it's four parables in Matthew 25, essentially telling us, be ready, because you don't know when I'm going to come. You don't know when I'm going to show up. You don't know when I'm going to appear. So always be ready. And then he closed it with, "See, I've told you beforehand." Now, Jesus has told us ahead of time. how rough it's going to get. He has told us what to expect, what to look for, what to recognize. He has told us clear signs to know that we're in the last days, near his return, what we can expect, and just to hang on to him and try to relax, but he's going to carry us through the rough waters to the other side, and we're not going to get to a more placid river. We're going to get to heaven one day where it is peaceful and joyful and blissful. Amen? Amen. I've told you ahead of time what to look for as my return draws near. So Jesus' words are intended to be a comfort and a protection for us as we literally see end time events unfolding before our eyes. And it is not pleasant to watch. It's hard to watch. There's so much turmoil, so much pain. And Jesus said it'll be like a woman going into birth pangs. More on that in a moment. Now I want to take the Lord's words and I want to just take three different angles to his words. Three different ways these words apply to us today, because I firmly believe that we are in the last of the last days. I believe we're in the last of the last days before the return of Christ. And so much, as a matter of fact, everything he predicted is happening around us just like he said. Now I want to show you that his words are words of comfort, words of warning, and words of hope. Amen? First, "See, I have told you ahead of time," are words of comfort. We know that in the very same chapter, early on in chapter 24 of Matthew, Jesus had said, "See that you're not troubled." I want everybody to say that with me. See that you're not troubled. Nobody can make you not be troubled but you. I can give you a word of comfort, but you've got to watch over your own soul. Jesus said, "See to it that you don't allow yourself to walk around with a troubled spirit." Amen? The Amplified puts it this way: "See that you are not frightened, for those things that I have listed for you that you will see before my return must take place. But see that you're not troubled. See that you're not knocked off the saddle. See that you don't walk around in a state of fear, because I have told you ahead of time what is coming." So since I've told you, you ought to go, "Oh yeah, that's what Jesus said was coming. Oh yeah, that's what he said. I know that's right, because my Lord told me this was coming before it ever got here." Amen. So one of the motivations on the front burner of Jesus' mind was to comfort his followers as all these things begin to unfold right in front of their very eyes. He warned us that before his return, there would be a marked increase, for instance, of false prophets, false teachers, and false Christs. The very first thing he said, this is just one example, but they said, "When will these things be, Lord? What will be the sign of your coming?" Immediately, first thing out of his mouth, he said, "Watch out for false prophets, false teachers, false doctrine." Now, who's he talking to? He's talking to believers. He wasn't addressing the world. He was talking to believers. So you know what he was saying? False prophets, false teachers are going to infiltrate the church, and you got to watch out for it. False teaching, false prophecy, false doctrine. It wolves in sheep's clothing will infiltrate the church. He said, "I want you to watch out for that." He says it four times. It's the only thing he said four times was that one. Just an example. Spiritual deception in the last days, Jesus said, would be pandemic. You want to talk about a pandemic? There'd be a pandemic of spiritual deception. That concerns me way more than COVID. Because there's false prophets, false teachers, false stuff out there in every arena of life. They're on TV. They're on the radio. They're standing in pulpits. False teachers, false prophets, prophesying things that never come to pass. They're never fulfilled. And yet nobody even stops to think about it. Well, didn't they say this and didn't they say that? And it was never fulfilled. It never came to pass. Nobody thinks about it. And the false prophets just keep on false prophesying. We got to wake up, church. Hello, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. If it quacks and if it waddles, it's a duck. And if it gets up there and prophesies something, predicts something in the name of Jesus and it doesn't come to pass, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that was a false prophet. Come on, everybody. Well, they just missed it. Show me in the Bible where a prophet missed it. Show me where Jeremiah said, "Oops, I just missed it. Sorry, you know, you win some, you lose some. I thought I heard God." Do you ever hear Jeremiah saying that? Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Malachi, Hosea, any of them? No. But we got people all the time out there now, in the name of Jesus, predicting things that never come to pass, and nobody even blinks, but I do. I blink. Just giving you an example. Jesus said there's going to be an increase in worldwide earthquakes, in famines, outbreaks of pestilence, plagues in many places. There's going to be constant wars and endless rumors of another war coming. Look at the picture that he's painting. Folks, here's the truth about the end times. It's like me in that tube when I got to the really turbulent water and I'm doing this and I'm having to hang on. The end times are more like that. They are not like where I started, calm and placid and cool and just bagging some rays. Oh no, no, it's more like the rough part of the river. That's the last days. The truth is the end times that we're living in are predicted to be times of trouble and distress. Paul wrote to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous means times of great stress, harsh times, times that are hard to bear. Even Jesus said, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. What are the last days like? They're like that turbulent part of the river hanging on. The tube is Jesus. The instructions that were given to me are like the instructions the Lord gave us. I told you ahead of time, now hang on and trust me, I'm going to get you to the other side. Yet in the midst of all this difficulty, Jesus said, see that you are not troubled. Church, I want to say that to you today because we're in troubling times. See that you are not troubled because I've told you ahead of time what to look for and what to expect. I've got everything under control. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. That's all right. So his words to us are words, first, they're words of comfort, to know that our Savior saw all this coming and he braced us for it. He's never taken by surprise. He's never shocked. He's never at a loss for what to do. Before the danger arrives, he's already planned your escape. Before the trouble comes, he's already planned a place for you to hide. Just like he told those early disciples, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, get out of there and run into the mountains. He told them exactly where to go. He gave them a place of escape, and they did. They fled to the mountains of Petra. And when Jerusalem was totally destroyed and the temple torn down, just like Jesus said it would be, and over a million Jewish people were slaughtered, his followers, those that cleaved to his words, were safe and sound and alive in the mountains of Petra because they listened to his words. If there was ever a time to keep our ear to the track, our ear to the words of Jesus, it's now.
We'll get back to Pastor Jeff in a moment to close out today's program. But first, I want to share something about our program. Our mission is actually very simple, to share the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ. So it's our prayer that these messages from Pastor Jeff aren't something you only listen to and enjoy, but that they inspire you to share with others. Together, we can do this. The message of the gospel is something everyone needs to hear. And that's why it's a priority to us. And you get to join us in this important mission. Call us at 877-884-3111 to say you're in. Or drop us a line through our website, lifetalkradio.us. Well, here's Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Now, secondly, there are words of warning. Jesus' words clearly intimate, pay very close attention to what I've told you, lest you be overthrown by what is coming. See, I've told you ahead of time what to look for. So these are cautionary words, not just words of comfort, but they're cautionary words. They're cautionary words. The Lord doesn't want you or me to be broadsided, taken by surprise, knocked off of our faith and off of our stand in him by these things that are coming in the last days. Look how many people were just totally knocked off their faith by COVID. How many people got out of church? How many people quit praying? How many people really wondered where God was and what was up because of COVID? And yet Jesus told us there'll be pestilences in many places. Don't be surprised. Ride it out. I'm with you. I'm going to get you to the other side. He told us, amen? Four times, back to the false prophet thing, four times he warns of false prophets that would infiltrate the church with ear-tickling messages and feel-good teachings that are not biblical. Folks, if you were to say to me, Jeff, what's the greatest need for the church today? I would tell you immediately, discernment. Discernment. We need discernment. What's discernment? When you can tell good from evil, what is from God and what is not from God, what is flesh and what is spirit, what is bad and what is good, what is biblical and what is not. That's discernment. It's when you look at something and you go, that's telling me that it's from God. That is acting like it is from God, but I can tell it's not from God. I see a wolf hiding behind that sheep's clothing. I see it. The wolf can be a person. The wolf can be a bad teaching. The wolf can be a lot of things. But we need discernment. Jesus said four times. He didn't say earthquakes four times, famines four times, pestilences four times, but four times in Matthew 24 alone, he warned of false prophets, false Christs, false teaching that would infiltrate the church. You know, you're hard-pressed today. I don't know if you've noticed, but you're very, very hard-pressed to find a Bible message about repentance, about sin, about the necessity of being born again, the one-wayness of Jesus, the exclusivity of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're looking on television or listening on radio or just out there in churches trying to find messages that talk about those things, rot's a ruck. What you will find is motivational seminars. You will find messages that are always telling you, you got it all going on, sister. You got it going on. There's success all over you. What you're gonna find is messages with six steps to success seminars, or how to get blessed in 12 different ways, rather than picking up your cross, dying to yourself, becoming a disciple of Christ, accompanied with persecutions. You will not hear messages like that. That's why sitting here right now, this is rare that any preacher would stand in an American pulpit and preach this way, because we don't want to lose, we don't want the money to walk out. So we're going to tell people what they want to hear. We're going to tickle their ears. We're going to make them feel all good about themselves. And if you get saved in one of those churches, it's really by mistake. If you go to the New Testament, you don't find messages about six steps to success and how to get blessed in 12 different ways. You hear, pick up your cross daily and follow me. Die to yourself, live unto God. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what you're going to hear. I personally believe that COVID is being used to purge the pulpit and purge churches. We got to get back to what the New Testament really teaches. We've got to get out of this Americanized form of Christianity and get back to what the Bible really teaches. No wonder. There's so many Christians walking around. Maybe they've got some money. Maybe they've got a nice house, but they're dying on the inside and they are not being victorious over sin and the devil. Why? Because the pulpit hadn't taught them that. We've got to get back to the Word of God. My great desire is the church would get back to the Word of God and start going, wait a minute, that's not God. That's not the Holy Spirit. Are you kidding me? That's not the Holy Spirit. How do you know it's not the Holy Spirit? Because I don't see it in my Bible. So don't keep God in a box. Let me tell you something. I'm going to keep God in this box, the Bible box. Now, anything that is within the parameters of the teaching of the Word of God, I'm all in. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in prophecy. I believe in healing. I'll anoint you with enough oil to slide you into the next room and pray for you. I believe in all that. But I also believe a lot of things claiming to be the Holy Spirit are way out of the Bible box. And if you get out of the Bible box, you leave me behind. I'm staying in the Bible box. I want to be as Pentecostal as the Bible is Pentecostal. I want to be as charismatic as the Bible is charismatic. None of this is in my notes. I'm just telling you what I'm feeling. Because I'm seeing so much wacko stuff out there, so much zany, Looney Tune stuff out there, saying that it's the Holy Ghost. It makes me cringe, especially as a lost, skeptical world watches it. I'm done. Let's stand. I mean, let's wake up, church. Come on. Come on, we gotta wake up. Now, Jesus warned us that the last days would be hard to bear. That's the truth. But here's the deal. Our anchor in the storm is a Savior that saw all this coming and said, see, I've told you ahead of time what to look for so it won't take you by surprise or knock you off your faith walk. Amen. So I hear Jesus saying, if you remember what I've said, you won't be shaken and you won't be moved. My word will keep you anchored. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise for that? Amen. Amen. So I may be grieved about the things I see going on in some churches, but I'm not surprised because Jesus said it would come. Now, finally, Jesus' words are words of hope. They're words of hope. They're words of hope. The things he warned us about ahead of time are merely the evidences of his soon coming glorious return. So they are words of hope. See, I've told you what to look for ahead of time. I'm telling you what's around the bend. I'm telling you what's on the way. So that when it comes, you won't be knocked off the saddle. And also you will realize that when it comes, it is the weather bell that a new day is arriving, that my return is near. Jesus said, all these are the beginning of sorrows, which is from a Greek word meaning birth pangs. When a woman is in birth pangs, a brand new life is about to be born into this world. Jesus said, when you see all these signs, pestilences, earthquakes, famines, all throughout the world, false Christs, false prophets, false teachings, when you see this proliferation of all these signs happening more and more with closer and closer frequency, then you can know the baby's about to be born. And what is the baby? It's the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to this world in a brand new kingdom, a brand new world. Listen to these words of our Savior. This is out of the Living Bible. Watch this. When a woman gives birth, said Jesus, she has a hard time. There's no getting around it. But when the baby is born, there is joy in the birth. This new life in the world wipes out memory of the pain. I'm going to read that again. This new life that has come into the world has wiped out the memory of the pain. The sadness you have right now, said Jesus, is similar to that pain. But the coming joy is also similar. When I see you again, you'll be full of joy, and it will be a joy no one can rob from you. Amen. So if we could see our world right now, it's like a woman in labor, great with child. And the more these signs increase around us, and they are, and they will. I wish I could tell you, well, it's going to be a smooth ride like when I first started out in the inner tube. It's not. It's going to be rough. And I'm just telling you up front, persecutions will increase. Trials will increase. Our world will grow darker and darker, but those who look to Jesus and really walk with him are going to get brighter and brighter. The Bible says the path of the just is like the shining light that grows brighter and brighter till the perfect day. You're going to get brighter and brighter while the world gets darker and darker. We will be a remnant, and the world around us will be involved in all these things. All these birth pangs will be going on. But one day soon, everybody, a trumpet is going to blow as surely as you sit in that chair. A trumpet is going to blow, and an archangel is going to shout. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump, the dead in Christ are going to rise. And those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up. Harpazo is the Greek word. It means violently snatched away. We will be caught up to meet them and meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. That old Andre Crouch song, soon and very soon. I can't sing, but I can sure love the song. We are going to see the King. Sing it with me, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more crying there. Oh, I'm getting going here. But listen, he said what to look for. He said what to look for. And so we're to comfort one another with these words.
Thanks for listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's 877-884-3111 or the website lifetalkradio.us. And while you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff on our Listen page. You can also sign up to get our e-devotionals, ministry updates, our exclusive Life Talk listener emails, and a whole lot more. We'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. And be sure to check out the resource page, as it's packed with so many things we know you'll be interested in. Again, the website is lifetalkradio.us or call us at 877-884-3111. One last thing. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Life Talk is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift at the partner page on our website, lifetalkradio.us, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Life Talk.